Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back at it.
Hey, word on the street is that coronavirus got flights so cheap, you can get you a round trip to the moon for about $8.
102 Jams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is March the 11th. Three Live Crew is right here on your radio. That is 102 Jams is the station.
Yep.
Good morning, B-Rock.
Good morning.
My girl Rock got her hair, face looking flawless. You look like you're glowing over there a little bit now, B-Rock.
I do.
You do, man.
I went and got a facial yesterday.
I wasn't going to. You had told me that before we cracked the mics, and when I first saw you, I was like, damn, her skin looks smooth as hell. So when you said that, I was like, that makes sense.
Yep.
It really looks good.
Thank you.
It really looks good. It's noticeable.
Thank you.
For sure. Drake is in this thing. My boy is excited. Got his Run Miak shirt on, his Aggies jacket on. My boy is ready for tonight.
I'm ready for tonight. I'm just looking over there, Hudson, and see what you notice. Look like Roxy to me.
Look like Roxy?
Yeah.
It look like she got on makeup, and she doesn't.
She don't have no makeup.
I don't. That's
nice. She Alicia Keys in it today.
Thank you.
She been Alicia Keys in it, though. You do it better than Alicia Keys, though. I say that.
Dang.
Alicia Keys' skin look good, though.
Yeah, it did.
Sometimes, though. Sometimes.
I seen that at the Kobe Bryant tribute.
Uh-huh.
And I saw her face right then. I was like, dang, because I...
Did she have on makeup at the tribute?
I was
going to
say, Roxy said she had on
makeup. Because she had on makeup at the Grammys.
Yeah. She had on makeup. That's what I told you. When you see Alicia without it now, you'd be like, all right.
That's not true. We always see her without it. We always see her without it.
Man, that makeup will change you, man.
All right. We don't have to do this.
Morning rushes this morning. Duck donuts and hot coffee in Greensboro.
Because so will a beard.
Hold on.
I saw a video of Drake. What video was
That's
I watching of Drake back in the day?
That's the only one
and
you got.
And I said, oh,
I got
my
another
gosh.
One,
that's the only one
look
you got.
At look how a beard just leveled Drake up.
Dot.
Go look at Drake in 09.
Don't let me talk about filters.
My boy, 2 for 2 now.
Well, men use those too.
What filters
so please.
Men use?
What, so
men
please.
What filters men use?
Don't even
uses?
Start.
And take me to his page
don't
so I can
start.
G-check him.
Okay.
Yo, come on. Now, you done said okay. It. Now, come on. Who doing it?
Nobody.
Show up.
She just jumping out there, bro.
I'm not jumping out there.
Because after you go makeup and then filters, then you can go angles. Okay.
Oh, you think men ain't got angles?
Oh, women will crop,
what
man.
What about hat fishing?
Oh.
What about that?
I knew you was going to go there.
What about that?
I had nothing.
Here go angles. I go front leg up. You know the stance.
Show me, bro.
That's angles. That is under the angles umbrella.
And the twist, the corkscrew.
That is under the angles umbrella.
The corkscrew with the hand over the stomach.
It's so many bullets under angles, though.
We all got our stuff.
That's the angle.
So many bullets under angles.
It is.
We all got our
leg
stuff.
Leg up.
Now, I came front before I got my braces. I used to smile a different way so that you could. That was angles. That was angles. I didn't want you to see that crooked bottom, bro.
How come we was in there? 4 strong. Who's in there with the 4 strong, and then you gave in a little bit and had to admit that.
I had to admit that. I had to be honest with myself.
He's keeping
right
it
there.
Real.
I had to be honest with myself right there.
No, we got to win.
We up 4-1.
I threw out 2.
We up 4-2. We still
and
up.
And I really threw out 3.
Still won the series. Yeah. Still champions. Yeah. Morning Rush comes to Greensboro.
Help me, ladies. Give me one more. Give
you
me one more.
Nothing else.
Give me one more.
I ain't
give me one
phones.
More. Relax your mind. It's a
so confused at this whole voting thing now.
I've never been this engaged.
Now that frustrated me.
I've never been this engaged this early.
To know that it takes.
Yes.
Like they say, New York don't vote for another 7 weeks or something.
Right.
What the heck is that?
Right.
I thought we all voted at the same time.
Everybody don't vote at the same time.
Yeah, everybody has their primaries. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I
had no clue.
I know.
I was oblivious. I'm sitting there thinking like, damn, did I miss the memo or who won? No, I ain't missed no memo.
Not there yet.
We've got a ways to go.
We not even halfway through.
Yeah, we've got a ways to go.
This is stupid.
I'm sitting over here looking at this bar graph that Rock got up.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
With delegates.
823. Bernie, 663.
Yeah.
Then it dropped down to a little small blue. Elizabeth Warren, 69.
Right. Well, she's into her
Bloomberg.
69.
Hey, Bloomberg down there, that's 61.
And he spent millions and millions of dollars.
Hey, go to the right, Roxy, right quick. Let me see who that last name is over there with a little oomph.
With a little oomph of people.
Oh, it's a few with zero. What was they even doing?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Like, you ain't even seen they name or nothing.
16 minutes after 6 o'clock, y'all.
Like, nobody. Like, they wife or they kids didn't vote for them.
We in the club, man.
They say flights so cheap right now, man. You can fly anywhere for the low right now because of this coronavirus.
You can. I've been looking.
That junk crazy. And 5 hours ago, 55 schools had closed classes.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down classes for the week and canceled them for the semester, in-person classes, online only.
Like colleges?
Yeah. I'm talking about like Lincoln University, Harvard. Duke. Like, it's like 55 colleges.
Duke has?
Yeah, Duke joined them. Yeah.
Wow.
Online only for the rest of the semester.
Does this mean they had a case of a person who came in contact with them, or they're just doing it.
Yeah. Of course, places that have been that have had people that had the coronavirus. Of course, those areas are canceling sporting events. The Ivy League canceled their whole tournament. People are super upset about that. Like it's a lot of changes being made. Like they shut down Italy. The whole country of Italy is on shutdown.
I saw that
to the point where. They're not even making them pay rent this month.
Yeah.
Because people can't leave their cribs to go to work.
So, like, you don't have to pay your rent, your mortgage.
It's that serious, dog. Mm. That was, I'm talking about ear-opening to me when I heard that.
That just made me wonder, like, so what are we just supposed to do? Confine ourselves to our homes? Like, is that the solution? That can't be the solution.
Now, I'm pretty sure it's not just confine yourself. I'm pretty sure you can come out, but it's like at your own risk.
No, Drake. They don't want their residents to come out.
Correct. If y'all like, got don't it in that come house, out. Keep it there. No grocery store. Hope you're straight.
It is strange.
It's legit. Like, it's really, really crazy. Like, the guy who I told y'all last week was transferring from Lincoln University to Winston-Salem State for a senior year to play basketball. Mm-hmm. I follow him. And he was one posting from Lincoln University. I was like, dang, so HBCU's doing it too. Lincoln University, that's in Pennsylvania, ain't it?
Correct.
Which scares me because the WSSU Rams head to Pennsylvania on Friday to compete in the D2 playoffs.
Mm.
So I don't know if they're going to cancel it, if it's going to be they're going to be playing in front of no fans.
I know cats up there at Central like, hey, man, Duke done shut it down. What about us?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. We need to go ahead and do this online thing, don't we?
I saw that on Twitter.
Like, they write down the script.
I just feel sorry for the seniors, man. Like, they graduate in May. It's over before your real life starts today. It's 102 Jams, y'all. Good morning. Got no time for that. How could you move it like you crazy? It's 6:25. You're 1 hour away from finding out where that Jams machine is posted up in Greensboro so you can get hooked up with them duck donuts and that hot coffee. Appreciate y'all. Jams Ballers head to Martinsville, Virginia this Saturday to face the VA All-Stars right there on the hardwood. 6 o'clock. Meet us there.
Wait. Hey.
102 Jams in the schools for Bessemer's Career Day. This Friday, got the homie CDK. He gonna be there. I was out at the Coliseum last night. This dude asked me about CDK. I said, check out CDK with his listeners and his fans.
Exactly.
Respect. Well, he gonna be talking to the kids at Bessemer Elementary School Friday.
Get your tickets now for the Millennium Tour, Saturday, April 11th. The weather gets better and the commute gets easier when you love where you live. The team at Rocket Mortgage knows that, and they can help make your dream of home ownership a reality. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage.
Aye, what's good, go? 6:31, 29 minutes to 7 o'clock, 52 degrees. The high today gonna be 73. It's gonna be partly sunny.
73. Let's get it.
You heard what I said?
Did. That's why I repeated it.
That's all right right now.
Because I heard it.
I need to see some bare chest today.
I'm about to go get a wax. I got
bare
you.
Bare chest.
I got you.
Not you.
No.
Five men only participate.
What about attractive?
That's it.
What
no.
about moderately attractive?
That's not you either.
I can't get
no,
moderately.
No, 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 and no.
Don't jump in.
And no, you can't. No, no, no.
How you doing, Bone?
Don't do it, bro.
I can't help myself.
It's no accidents to report, y'all. We're looking good on the roads. That's your 102 traffic jams.
I can't help myself.
Ball in NBA. Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'm going to take. Uh-huh. I woke up a couple meal on my plate.
6:35, y'all. 25 minutes away from 7 a.m. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew on 102 Jams.
I didn't think it was going to happen, but it did. Coachella is officially postponed. October 9th and 11th, or October 9th through the 11th, and October 16th through the 18th are the 2 weekends which it will take place. Mm. And you could tell the organizers of Coachella did not want this to happen.
Yeah.
They didn't want it to happen at all, didn't want to move it. They released a statement saying, you know, they understand that people plan months in advance for this event. It's going to be very difficult switching your flight arrangements, switching your housing arrangements, wherever you were going to be staying. But they were advised that they should move the festival back. And so that's what they've done.
Mm. Wow. As the old heads would say, they fought it tooth and nail.
They did.
Till they had... they had to switch it.
That's what you start doing. The way old heads always say, as the youngsters say, and try to say some good stuff,
switch.
We should just switch it.
As the old heads would say.
As the old heads would say, they fought tooth and nail.
Tooth and nail.
Dang, Bit Rock.
I know.
That's tough, man. I mean, think about the people that's got flights already booked. Hotel accommodations, like Coachella is something that when you start planning that, you don't just get your flights this month.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, but it was supposed to be the week. It was initially set for the weekends of April 10th and April 17th. Those were the two initial weekends. So you're talking about next month. Yes, everybody definitely had their flights, their rooms.
Rox is a procrastinator in somebody's group chat right now.
Glad.
I told y'all. Told y'all to wait like me. Because it didn't all work out for him, yeah. Rox.
Worked out for him.
It worked out for him, Dragon. You know, they in there big bragging. The rest of the group mad in hell.
Dang.
God, boy, when procrastination
pays
goes
on.
Right. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Truth be told, I'm one of the realest that you ever seen.
It had been 5 years. And I forgot how much energy the ACC tournament brings to High Point Road, Gate City Boulevard, whichever you're familiar with, that Coliseum area. Just seeing people walking all across the street with the different fanfare. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, first game, I saw a bunch of Wake Forest fans, of course, a bunch of Pitt fans. Was not expecting to see a lot of Pitt fans.
Mm.
So I guess me seeing the amount that I saw makes it a lot. Like, it wasn't like they filled up the Coliseum.
Okay.
But it was just a
you
lot.
Just saw more than expected.
Yeah, way more than expected, you know? And I saw Syracuse and VTech. What angered me was at the Carolina game last night, seeing so many Duke fans out there. What are y'all doing? Out here bugging us. Y'all don't play for another 2 days, is what I was telling them. Go home and watch the game and watch or do some, spend some time with your kids. All out here because these $6 cheap ass tickets on Tuesday.
Were they $6?
$6 to see the Tar Heels last night.
Where? Six. I mean, like where? Up in the nosebleed?
Oh yeah, but you know how you get the mixing and mingling. Wake Forest did lose the Pitt yesterday. It was the last game for Brandon Childress in a Wake Forest uniform, and it was a bit sad for me.
My boy walked off a little teary.
Good career, though, B-Chill.
He did have a great career. He did. He really did,
for
man.
Real.
Yeah,
and with the pressure of having that name on the back of his jersey and playing for that team on the front of his jersey,
good
man.
Good career, man.
He did. He really did. I definitely wanted to move on last night, well, yesterday, past Pitt, but Pitt just played strong in the second half.
Let me keep it hot. B-Chill, they ain't give you no help.
I mean.
Need no help.
I did. Man.
And did we had a lot of, you had a lot of people leave early on you?
Did John Collins
kill? That boy left early on you. That boy still had to stay there because he ain't doing nothing right now.
I mean, he balling a little bit for the Hawks.
Yeah,
I'm making it sound good for my man.
You are, but you can't.
But you got to keep it real, though, while you make it sound good.
No,
you ain't have to
cap.
Bring him up. You ain't have to bring him up.
That's all we saying. I did get a chance to ask Brandon, though, did he feel snubbed by not being on any of the all-ACC teams?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very honest and said, heck yeah, he was snubbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I was like, dang, well, who would you have taken off the list to put your name on the list?
Who'd he say?
He wouldn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me.
Okay.
Why not?
I'll be interested to know that.
I am interested. I personally think it's Cole Anthony. I really think that on that third team, he would replace himself with Cole. He played 7 more games than Cole, had better stats than Cole. But,
mm-hmm.
You know how that goes. UNC did drag VTech.
The name.
We drug VTech last night, beat them by 22 points. Was never, never, ever in any type of concern about that game at all. Tonight against Syracuse at 9 o'clock. I'm not worried.
That's a late game, don't
9 o'clock, bro. Do you know what the 7 o'clock game is?
What?
Notre Dame and Boston College.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody, Big Rob.
They're not even schools around here.
Big Rob.
Put them at 9.
Big Rob.
Mm.
Or noon.
Well, you got.
I got to get over there and rush over there to see John Newman play against Miami. At 12
o'clock.
That
should be a good game.
Clemson and Miami.
That should be a good game.
Then you got NC State and Pitt at 2. And then you got 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, which is, like I just told you, Notre Dame and Boston College, and then Carolina versus Syracuse. Not worried about that game either. I'm looking past them, but don't think we should really have a real contest until tomorrow night versus Louisville.
Hope y'all lose tonight.
I know you do.
Mm.
6:44, 16 minutes until 7.
Bad luck,
really
y'all. Bad luck.
It does nothing. The boys are riding right
bad
now, my
luck
boy.
To y'all.
Hey, B Rob hitting with that step back between the legs. Kobe-esque, looked at him. Bing for 3. In 10 minutes, it will be 7 a.m. At 7:30, find out where the Jams Machine is in Greensboro so that you can get hooked up with them duck donuts and that hot coffee before work or school this morning.
Drink, I know you like a good quarter pounder.
Yes, sir.
You better stop. You better get out of my head, Roxy.
Yes, sir.
What?
Because when you said ill, I was reading it at the exact same time, yo.
Were you?
4
you
and 1,
you know what I'm about to say? Yes.
Oh, my God.
My boy knows what I'm
like
about to say. Now, Drake, I know you like a good quarter pounder, but every now and then,
when
you grab you a Big Mac.
Yes, I will.
Ew.
Well, today, McDonald's is unveiling the double Big Mac. It's
going to
be, yes, today. It's going to be available.
Hey, McDonald's, bring me one right now.
It's going to be available nationwide. And it's got all the classic Big Mac toppings. Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions.
On a sesame seed bun.
On a sesame seed bun. But that thing ain't got 2 patties. No.
Four.
We doubled that thing up.
It ain't
4
enough patties on it. It ain't enough patties on the regular one. It really ain't. It's only 2 patties. All that bread stuff. No, they need 2 more patties.
So you are okay with this, with the 4 patties?
Yes. I got to test my juice this morning. McDonald's, I'm on Apple Pick Road right there, so I know y'all open. Change them grills up. Somebody change them grills up.
You know they got to change their grills.
I don't know. Do it. Whatever you got to do, bring. I need to get me.
I want the mini, Rock.
Now, they also have the Little Mac drink.
Ooh. Ooh.
The Little Mac. It's got all the classic toppings, the special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, but it doesn't have 2 patties. It's just got 1.
And you take out that middle piece of bread.
Yeah.
You take
that out.
Now, on the double Big Mac, do they still just have that 1 little piece of bread, but it's 2 patties stacked on each other below it and 2 above it?
Yes.
Ooh,
2 below, 2 above.
That Big Mac
look
good, too. I'm looking at a picture.
I'm interested, but I don't want the special sauce, though. I don't like
you
the
don't
special
like that.
Sauce.
You don't like the special sauce.
That's why I don't like Big Macs. I hate that sauce.
That's some good sauce on that
what
Mac.
What in the world?
That's good ain't on like that Thousand Mac. Island dressing or something?
I don't know what
that's
it
what
is,
I
but it's good.
It's good on that Mac.
It sure is.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes. I don't want to admit this, but
you just get the sauce?
Sometimes I'll get a McDouble and have them throw that sauce
Ooh,
on
you
there.
Hood, you a hood chick then. All the hood chicks do.
What, you done made a Big Mac?
No. Chicks do that. Yeah, that's the thing.
You get you a McDouble.
Get you a McDouble. Yeah.
Have them throw that Mac sauce on there.
Mac sauce.
Jumping.
Yeah.
No, it ain't.
They love it.
Jumping
out my bag, going back. Excuse me. Get this sauce off my burger, please.
Let me put a plea up. McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
I just want a double Big Mac. Come on, now this big drinky. Hey, let the three live crews.
One oh two jams giving you some gym motivation music, man. Hit that gas, get there. Don't trip on it. You got goals, don't you? 4 minutes and it will be 7 a.m. Three live crew on 102 jams. What?
Nothing.
Well, you grab the mic. You grab the mic and start smiling like you was about to say something.
Well, I wasn't.
That's KevinSaysYes.com.
Madness in March.
Yeah, buddy. Win. Or go home.
102 Jams.
Less than 30 minutes away from finding out exactly where you can get hooked up with the Duck Donuts and the hot coffee inside the Morning Rush right here on 102 Jams. We're in Greensboro this morning.
Tensions are very high in Raleigh after rumors of a 16-year-old boy or a teenager being shot in the back over some stolen pizza started spreading on social media. Now, it all started when a lady hopped on Facebook Live. She was reporting from the scene. There were a lot of officers. You couldn't see exactly what was going on, but you did see a very heavy police presence. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that a boy had been shot in the back, a teenage boy who was running away from the police had been shot in the back over stolen pizza. Now, the police have released a statement, and they say it was not a teenager that was shot. It was actually a 26-year-old guy named Torres. Javier Torres. They're saying that he is okay. He was transported to the hospital. It is being reported that he is still alive at this point. But they're saying that there was no teenager shot. They were responding to a call about a man at the scene with a gun. They say that when officers got to the scene, the guy matched the description. They did end up finding a weapon that matched the weapon the 911 caller had described when they called the police. And so we're just trying to figure out exactly what's going on, because on social media, when the police department released their statement, you had people in the comments saying, no, there were two separate shootings. This is not the shooting that we're talking about. So it's very unclear if you believe the rumors, if there were two shootings, if there was just one shooting, if police are trying to cover something up. That is what people on social media seem to believe. But we'll just have to wait, I guess, until more comes out. They do say that the officer was wearing body cam footage, and they are going to petition the court to release that footage. So,
yeah, I am interested in this one because I don't know how long I'll be interested, but I know last night when everybody was talking about it on social and it was just, you know, Raleigh, 16-year-old cop shooting. Yeah. Like, it was just like,
yeah.
Oh, no, not again. You know, that type vibe. You know what I mean?
But it just seems there's a lot of confusion. Yeah. Maybe people rush to judgment. I'm not really sure.
Just threw an age out there, though? Like this? You know I ain't come to play this TV. 12 minutes after 7, y'all. You're listening to 102 Jams. Don't let your baby mama take a picture. Why? Because I'm the type of baby that's going to fuck the babysitter. I just dance and whoever they got hanging with them. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. 20 minutes away from getting hooked up inside the Morning Rush. From 102 Jams and the 3 Live Crew. Big Rock, Drank. They're saying that we're about to stop shaking hands with people because of this coronavirus.
That's cool.
Said no more handshaking. And there's really people that's doing this a lot, too. Like, I was at an event last night, and I was going, you know, just dap people up regularly. And they'll put the fist out or put the elbow out. And at first, I was like, oh, yeah, coronavirus. So I saw a poll that said, if we stop shaking hands, how will we then acknowledge each other?
Okay.
These are your four options. Put them in the order. Bowing.
No.
Bumping elbows, waving, or head nod.
I'm with the nod.
Head nod.
It's always
for Drink.
Worked. Ever since I've been able to nod, it's worked for me.
I'm going to go waving one.
Wave.
Yeah.
Waving just seems so weird.
Why?
I don't know. I just always feel we're just.
I wave all the time.
Watch this. Watch this. Right. Look at that.
See? See how weird that looked? Didn't that look weird?
No, it didn't.
Be honest. That boy just waved at me.
So what?
And
now watch
me. This. That works.
Straight okay. nod.
The head
well,
nod.
You asked my order.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My order is waving one.
Wave was one. 62%.
Bowing is number four.
Bowing was
I'm
number
just
four.
I'm going to put that on that
Although
bottom.
Although I'm interested in bowing.
Why?
I think that would be off
Why?
The chain. Just see you and be like, rocks. You wouldn't want me to do that? You drink, my boy.
You.
That'd be off
that
the chain. Yeah.
No.
How would your bow look, though, Rob? Would you bend all the way over? Would you hit the, just a little crunch bow like drink? Look at my girl Rock. See,
Look,
your hair will go down
no,
every time.
No, I'm
wanna,
not with it.
I want to bow like Jim Kelly and the Bruce Lee moves with it.
See, it
that
is. Bowing was fourth.
Okay.
Waving was first. A nod was second.
Okay, nod was second.
And then bumping elbows was third at 25%.
Yeah, I agree with that list.
You like that list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have put them in the same order.
Are y'all taking the coronavirus real serious, or are you taking it more serious now? Or y'all?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm
really?
Taking it serious.
What does that mean?
I'm about to say, I don't know what that means. How am I supposed to take it?
Like,
I mean, I know
about,
it's out here.
Are
and
you
I'm,
a hand sanitizer on deck? Are you a hand sanitizer on deck? Are you, like, watching people and just, like, restricting your access to, or people's access to you? You just had a comedy show, Giggles and Drank. You didn't look like you was too worried about the coronavirus then. You know, you was talking to people and, you know, like, mixing and mingling like normal.
Yeah, just a normal. I mean, but it was really people I mix and mingle with all the time, like the. I didn't really give a whole lot of daps and stuff like that. I haven't been a whole lot of public places, though. Mm. I think that's how I'm aware of it. It's like, if I don't got to go there, ain't no need for me to go. Because I act like it's not in North Carolina now. And you don't know who done came in contact with something. I'm just saying, I'll take it serious. I take it serious.
Well, that's real. No, I don't. 17 minutes right. after 7.
Bloody bottoms is underneath, because I might got it out the streets. Yeah.
102 Jams, it's 7:20. Good morning.
Good morning, B-Dog. Good morning, 3 Live.
What's
I just
up?
Wanted to comment on the coronavirus here.
Okay.
You know that Roy Cooper, the governor, declared a state of emergency for North Carolina because 7 people in Wake and Chatham County have tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah, our governor... Roy Cooper had made a comment about that. You know, he's still just watching it before we start shutting down everything. Because, of course, a lot of people are worried that the ACC tournament was going to get shut down. But no word has been made of that yet.
And I see I work in a school, and one thing they've told us is, you know, they're starting to go behind with, like, scentless Lysol, making sure we have hand sanitizer in the class. Some kids have to sanitize in, sanitize out. We're using more plasticware in the cafeteria and stuff like that. So that's what they started to tell us that now that it's a state of emergency declared.
Was it on I said it on a ride for my.
Tyronisha has a lawyer, y'all. Tyronisha is the girl the baby smacked. After she hit him in the face with his phone.
Tyronisha.
Tyronisha Laws.
Keep it moving.
Morgan & Morgan is the law firm that's representing her. She released a state, or they released a statement yesterday and said, Morgan & Morgan has been retained to represent the interests of Tyronisha Laws. Ms. Laws has received the baby's Instagram message, and we look forward to speaking with Mr. Kirk.
Cut that check, Mr. Kirk.
Yeah.
I wish I could be in the conversations to see how it all goes down, because we probably won't know what they settle for or anything like that. But I wish I could. I wish I could know that information.
You'll know how steep it is if the baby don't put his hands on nobody else moving forward.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What? I don't think he learned his lesson.
Oh, that's what it depends on how steep this is.
Like how much money he got to shell out.
Yeah, sir.
I understand that, but I don't.
What would you ask for? If you were Tyronisha, what would you ask for?
You definitely say million.
Oh, yeah, you're going 6-7 figures, no question.
Yes, you definitely say that.
Yeah.
Might jump that 2.5, something like that.
And then try to work it down, because you know they're going to try to come down.
Yeah, they're going
to
bring it down, and you sell it for about right there, 750 mil.
Something.
Emotional anguish, you embarrassed me.
Yeah.
You know, depending on, I mean, smacked her hard now. She might have
had a little
lump
cut or something.
Yeah.
Hey,
all of that.
Hey, I would have left and cut myself. What was you talking about?
Came in court like Suge Knight.
What is you talking about?
Smacked the vision out of my left eye and everything.
My man would have had to punch me that night. If you don't punch me, we over.
So you would ask for 2.5.
2.5.
Drake, what would you ask for? You said a meal?
Yeah, a meal.
You know, he shortchanged himself.
I really
want
to know why Tyrone just wouldn't let it go and let just Nisha have it.
And how come Morgan and Morgan just didn't say, hey, we just gonna name us Morgan?
Roxy, how much you asking okay. for? The baby slapped your face off in the club. As a female, you sitting there just happy to take a picture. He slapped your face off.
I was gonna say five.
5 million, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
You don't settle now. .102 Jams gives you the morning rush. Find out where you can find Showdown in Greensboro up next to. Next to is definitely not a word.
No.
We will approve you.
Dear, learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
What up, though? 7:34, 26 minutes until 8 o'clock. I'm up here with your weather, whatever. Okay, 51 degrees. The high today gonna be 72. It's gonna be partly sunny. No rain. Should be none of that.
None of it. Let's do something today, Bone. Let's go somewhere and do something. What you wanna do?
You ain't got no money.
Mm. I got a couple dollars.
How many?
A couple. Enough to do something. What you wanna do? You tell me what you wanna do, and I'll let you know if I got a couple dollars to do it, babe.
I wanna go out to eat at a nice restaurant like Applebee's or something like that.
Definitely can do that. Definitely can
you
do that.
You ain't got no money for Applebee's.
A 2-for-dub? I got that. And we can get some drinks. You like daiquiris or martinis or something?
No.
Like straight shots.
Don't worry about what I like.
She like Coke 45 out the can.
Out the can?
Mm-hmm.
I'll sneak some of them in for you, Bone. And we'll put them right down the table and drink them. And I don't even drink beer.
No, I don't really want to go with you.
Now, you know how bad you got to be doing if you offer to do all of that for a woman and she still shoots you down. Mm. That kill your confidence.
Yeah,
ain't no accidents to report. Up next, you hear from Showdown to find out where you can go and get your confidence boosted inside the Morning Rush.
Mm. Less fuss, thanks to the Morning Rush. 102.
You know what music that is morning, right there now.
Rush, Morning Rush.
It's the
Morning Rush.
It's the
Morning Rush.
It's the
Morning Rush.
It's the
Morning Rush.
102 Jam Showdown, your baby daddy. I'm out in Greensboro. Now, let me let you know exactly where I'm out, Morning Show. First of all, if you're alumni, I'm on Gay City Boulevard in Conn's Park lot next to Wells Fargo, across the street from McDonald's and Walgreens. If you're old school, I'm on High Point Road down the street from Hollywood Video, across the street from Borders. In the Bed Bath & Beyond park a lot. Of course, we got donuts and we got coffee. What I need you to do is pull your car up right now. Maybe get a bumper sticker on the back of your ride. Maybe you can get a coffee on the back of your mind. Maybe get a donut. We are in the corner right here. We're not on the corner. We in the corner. Conn's parking lot. Gay City Boulevard. I got coffee, donuts. Showdown on the streets with the truck, 102 Jams. Good morning to your breakfast.
The worst part about being at the Greensboro Coliseum last night was not having my son right there with me to experience it.
Where was Zay?
Zay was at basketball practice. He's focused on his AAU this season, man. So he had practice. He had to miss the game. But when I tell you, Roxy, it looked like Dean Dome West in there last night. It was so much blue, and we expected it. Tuesday night, very inexpensive tickets. Mm-hmm. First night of the tournament, home court advantage. You just wait, Roxy. You just wait till Thursday. You wait till Thursday. It's going to be so much Duke blue in there. I already know it. I already know it. It was a lot of Duke blue in there last night, and they didn't even have a game.
Just anxious.
Just anxious.
Ready for the boys.
It's the energy is so magnetic in there, man.
A lot of them were there for another reason.
Why were they there, Drank?
They was trying to pray for the downfall.
Were they? Yeah, that's why Kwaji was there. Kwaji was there. He was rooting for Pitt, of course, because Coach Capel is his homie.
Yes.
So he was behind the Pitt bench. But then, of course, he stuck around to watch the VTech game. Of course, rooting for Jalen Cohn and VTech, wanting him to upset us, smack us around a little bit. Didn't happen. Boys advance, play Syracuse tonight at 9 o'clock. Again, Duke does not play till Thursday.
Yeah, we're resting up.
Definitely getting a good rest on, you know. And I told you earlier, Duke didn't cancel classes. True, for the rest of the week and going to just do online classes for the rest of the semester. But Rock, so Duke players really ain't doing nothing. They might be down in Miami at spring break.
Ready to ball. They better be
Dang, I just got a tight.
They better be focused. That boy just told me they ain't got no class, nothing. They better come ready to ball. You hear me?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Three Live Crew. What's going on?
What's up with it?
Man,
Hey, how about that game last night?
Hey, man. I enjoyed the game last night.
Hey, look, man, I called in, man, just to say, look, this is CJ, man. I appreciate you taking the time to take a picture with my daughter last night, man.
Oh, in the concourse area?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember that, man.
You're one of the most down-to-earth, humble cats, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. No. That wasn't – your daughter was at the end of the game by the buses, wasn't it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely remember that. Nah, we was all down there having a good time, man. I was down there happy to see the boys, and for somebody to be happy to see me, of course, I was going to, you know, make them feel super special. So I appreciate her for giving me that opportunity. Thanks, bro.
Hey, we're both fans, man. You know it, brother.
That's what's up, man. You going to be there tonight?
Nah, I'm not going to be there tonight, man. I'm
going to
watch it on the
tube,
though.
Okay, yeah, 9 o'clock game tonight versus Syracuse. What do you think the chances are?
You know what? After meeting those guys from USC last night, man, I'm rooting for them. That's coming from a Duke fan.
That's what's up. You hear that, Roxy?
He really ain't, though.
He is, Rox.
He's not. No, he's not. No Duke fan would say that. No Duke fan would say that. You a fake-ass fan.
Roxy,
fake. You're fake, and I don't like you.
Roxy. I took a picture with that man's daughter last night.
You're fake.
Yeah. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. Listen, we about to hear from Showdown in 1 second to see if there's any Duck Donuts still out there, Bill Rock. What you think?
Yeah.
You think it's something left? Drink?
Wait.
You think they're gone? They ain't been out there 20 minutes yet,
y'all.
You're
done now.
Yeah, they're probably gone.
Are you serious?
As I sat here and thought, yeah, they're probably gone.
I think it's some left. 8 minutes to 8 o'clock, you'll find out if there are any Duck Donuts left in about 8 minutes.
2 Chainz asked this question on his Instagram yesterday. I saw a lot of people in the comments debating, heated debates, and I wanted to see where you guys stood, okay? Your partner brings you to a casino and gives you $50 to gamble with.
Here we go.
You win $100,000. How much do you give them? And you've got options. A, $50,000, half of your winnings. B, $50. You get them the $50 back that they gave you. C, $1,000. Or D, nothing.
All right, so D is gone.
Okay.
You got to at least get a 50.
Okay.
You got to at least give them back the money that you won.
I think D and B are done.
Let me set some stipulations here as well, okay?
Okay.
This is your partner. You're not married.
Oh.
You're not married.
I was about to ask you what
the
problem.
Yeah, so like it's not like, oh, we're married and it's our money. No. You won $100,000.
But me and her are dating, though.
Yes. Okay. Y'all are dating.
I give her $30,000.
How you pick 30? All right, hold on for you. Before I get details on that, how long have we been dating, Rox? This is very important.
Oh, my gosh.
This is very important. You said you were giving me parameters.
Okay, let's say a year. You've been dating a year.
I want 100 grand.
And you want 100 grand.
Off the 50.
Off the 50.
I might give a 10.
I've been dating a year and I love him.
We need parameters. You said you would give us parameters.
We've been dating a year and I love her.
Yes, you love her.
Oh, see, I love her.
We go ahead and get
yes, you
we
love 50, 50. Her.
Yeah, I think I we might 50, do 50. 50.
And she gave me the 50? Yeah, we 50-50.
Yeah, my broke ass didn't even have 50.
Didn't have no money.
I done gambled all my money off and she done gave me the 50.
So the love added
$40,000.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That's how important the love is.
That's how important the love is. The love.
Yeah, and that was valid as far as I'm concerned. And we're done with this break.
Our food lion.
Madness and March.
At a Tar Heel game, Michael Jordan pops up on the screen. Kobe White pops up on the screen. Who do you think the fans would cheer louder for?
Kobe. That's who I would cheer louder for.
That's so true. That's the truth, and that's so shocking to me.
That's who they cheer louder for?
Not last night in Greensboro, but in the Dean Dome.
Really?
Absolutely. Every single time.
102 Jams.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, ready to find out one thing and one thing only, Bit Rock.
Are there any donuts left?
Free breakfast alert, free breakfast alert, free breakfast alert, free breakfast, free breakfast. Showdown, your baby daddy, once again more on the show. Let me let you know where I'm in Greensboro. I'm on the corner Gay City Boulevard, Wells Fargo, you know where the Conch parking lot is across the street from McDonald's. We're doing Morning Rush. We're doing coffee. We're doing donuts. We're doing them right now. And yes, the answer to your magnificent question is there is just a minus scruple of free breakfast left. Cars been coming in and out.
Told you.
They've been rotating and rotating and rotating. And oddly enough, no mac sauce. No mac sauce. So listen,
ew.
I had a great time. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Shout outs to breakfast. Shout out to the morning. So 102 Jams, free breakfast in Greensboro. Show down your baby daddy. Thank you for this award.
That was award? No award.
He's ridiculous.
That is really morning no rush. Award.
Say morning rush sometimes, you weirdo. But thanks for being out there for a show, Diggity. You can go out there. There's a few donuts and hot coffee left out there at the Conn's parking lot right there on Gay City Boulevard. Good luck.
Yeah.
Osama bin
is here. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. 3 live on your radio. It's about 2 donuts left, 3 cups of coffee over there in the Conn's parking lot inside the Morning Rush.
2 quick stories for you. 1, grandma party going wrong. 2, the news got real live. Now, first up, grandma party gone wrong.
Thank you, grandma. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much. I hope this is my last.
Real quick for you. It was her 94th birthday. They sung happy birthday.
Oh, no.
Grandma birthday party. Gone wrong.
Nana.
All her friends is gone to Glory Rock. She ain't trying to be here around all this.
Nana.
Imagine being 94 and all your friends that went on before you.
And it's just you.
It's just you.
She obviously has family, though. But they don't come around like that, but on her birthday.
There's a lot of them there, though, singing.
Yeah. They don't come around, but on her birthday.
With this little piece of cake singing like y'all love me. Man, y'all go somewhere.
Else.
I'm ready to go to Glory so I can chill with Ella Mae.
Oh, Nana.
Now, look. Even on the radio sometimes, it may get real in here. Because we transparent.
Yeah.
But the news, I don't really, they're not really as transparent.
Really?
With each other. No, because they could be beefing with somebody within the thing, but they're not going to let it happen on TV. But hey, this day, it had to come out.
All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. What does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I would like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
Got real on the news.
Yes, sir!
What in the world? That was live?
Yeah, yes. It was live. That man just went out there to just interview some tenants about a bad super. About the people not keeping up her apartment.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And my man just didn't probe enough for him.
Didn't.
Huh? Oh, my gosh.
My boy said, if I got to teach you how to be a reporter. I'm surprised that nobody dropped no curse words, man. That was the professionalism
that
right there.
That was a very professional back and forth.
It was. That was a to whom it may concern email.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Jeez. 14 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I wish I could see the aftermath for that when he got back to the studio.
Yeah.
And they got face to face.
Oh, man. Vandalism. Vandalism may have stalled our trip to Virginia this weekend as 102 Jams Ballers. I'll give you the details at 8:23. 102 Jams, 3 live crew here, and can you name this movie?
What kind of a sick takes the ice cube trays out of the freezer?
Anybody? Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
Give it to me. What you say?
Hold on, give it to you one more time. Here we go. Hold on, I got to edit it myself. I didn't do it. Here we go. What kind of a sick beep takes the ice cube trays out of the freezer?
I don't know.
That ain't no movie we.
Yeah, it's a funny movie, too. 23 minutes after 8 o'clock, and when I heard this story, somebody call up and tell us. When I heard this story, it made me remember that scene.
Semi-pro.
Nope.
No.
That was a good guess, though.
I was just starting to get some bad, funny basketball movies.
This weekend, we're going to Virginia, Martinsville, Virginia, Martinsville Middle School, to face the VA All-Stars.
The Jams Ballers are going.
Yep, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is game time in Martinsville.
Yeah.
And last year when we went down there, our transportation was the van at Triad Basketball Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Big shouts to Triad Hornets, Team Hornets, Team Felton for allowing us to use their van. We got in there. It was a nice trip.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I asked Jason Keith this week, can we get the van again? This morning, he sent me a text message. So you might need to make other arrangements.
Oh, why?
Somebody cut the converters out of the vans last night. I've never heard of it in my life.
What's the converter?
I said, somebody cut the what?
Might need a part.
He said, a catalytic converter. Never heard of it before. I said, oh, I know what that is. It pumps the gas to the engine. Back when I had my Cadillac at Winston-Salem State, my catalytic converter went out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was very familiar with that. You can't get no gas to the engine, so your joint just all that kind of food. So he actually put a picture up and showed me a picture of it, talking about the struggle is real. So I'm like, dang, how are we supposed to get to Martinsville now?
Can't get it fixed for you?
I mean, I hope he can, but I'm not counting that man's pockets.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I did that.
And all week, he's got 4 big trials this week, so somebody else is going to have to handle it. But what kind of sick jerk steals the catalytic converters out of a team van right in the parking lot?
Such a specific part.
And to cut it out, you have to be skilled to get up under there at nighttime to cut out a catalytic converter. Although it is the big pipe that goes up under the van, but still.
Okay.
What?
Why y'all two acting like one of the professions of a crackhead is mechanic? Why y'all acting like that ain't? Like, why y'all acting like that? Like, that is one of the premier professions.
I was surprised.
Of a crackhead.
So we ain't got no way to get down there. That's what you're saying.
And I can't drive my whip. I need mileage and gas. Y'all got me doing all that. I need mileage and gas. Wait. Hey.
102 Jams, the movie was True Lies, too. True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Very funny movie.
Never seen that.
Yeah. Good morning.
You know the catalytic converter is a part of the exhaust system.
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
No, I don't know that.
It's part of the exhaust system. It doesn't have anything to do with the gas. And the reason they stole it was because it had platinum in it.
It doesn't have anything with doing getting the gas to the engine?
Nah, it's part of the exhaust system.
And the reason they stole it was because of what?
It has platinum.
It got platinum in it?
Yes, catalytic converters have platinum in it.
Damn.
I noticed that I work at an auto parts store.
All right.
Well, now I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, me too.
That's what they stole for.
Maybe they was just trying to hustle me at the repairman talking about a catalytic converter, and they didn't know what the hell they was talking about.
Toe you up.
God done.
Toe you up.
The hustle is real out here.
Yeah.
Start ready for the future. Start Army ROTC leaders training.
And Rocket Mortgage knows that, and they can help make your dream of home ownership a reality. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage.
Hello, 8:35, 25 minutes until 9 o'clock. Okay, here's your weather. 51 degrees. The high today going to be 72, partly sunny. No rain.
I like that. No rain, 73 degrees. Sounds
72. Beautiful.
Same thing. I like to round up. There's an accident in Winston-Salem on Walltown Street, east of Light Street, right there at Flat Rock Street. Other than that, we're A-OK out there, Bone. That's your 102 traffic jams at 8:36. And me and Bone going to Applebee's.
No, we're not. No. I said I didn't want to go.
Somebody needs to dial 146.
Ballin' for the kids. 102 jams.
In 21 minutes, DJ Lil Vegas will be in here mixing like that. This is 102 Jams. Good morning.
Drake, Dot, you all are both iPhone users.
Yeah.
Are you interested in something Apple is working on? The what? Ability to unsend text messages.
Yes, I'm interested. Tell me how to do it, Apple.
Shut up. Now, Apple says that if you do such thing, if you retract or unsend a message, you will both parties or all parties involved, like if you're in a group or if you're talking to a single person, you're both going to get notifications that a message was unsent.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can do it secretly. You know, somebody's going to know that you unsent something. However, they are working on the ability for you to be, or they are working on it so that you'll have the ability to do so.
They already do that on Instagram, and it really makes me angry. Because on Instagram, you don't know who unsent the message. It just says there was a message unsent by the sender. You just get that notification. But like if I go to our messages, if I go in there, it doesn't say in there Roxy unsent the message. You don't know who unsent it.
So supposedly there's an update y'all are getting, the iOS 14 update.
Okay.
This is all foreign language to me because I'm an Android user.
Understood.
But that update is supposed to be coming later this year. And according to Mac Rumor, that is when they are going to roll out the unsend feature.
I'm interested in the unsend. I want to see how that works. Because I be telling the kids we're going to do stuff, and I need to unsend that message right there. Say we're going after school, we're going to go such and such, unsend that before he get a chance to see that. But all they're going to do is annoy me. Daddy, why did you unsend me? I get out my business.
I was in the comments, and people were asking questions like, well, how long will we have to unsend it? Like, we have a minute, 30 seconds, how does it work? Yeah. None of that's been rolled out yet, though, because this is all just a rumor at this point.
Yeah, see, text message is different from Instagram and the idea that most people have their text notifications on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when that comes on, sometimes it could just pop up on your screen right there.
Right.
Like, once I read that, you can't unsend it then.
Yeah, because I'll be sending them on the way and I don't be really meaning it. And I'll be going, I'm on the way.
Yeah.
Dang, what I send that
just
for?
Just unsend that for another 10, 15, then send it again.
Yeah.
842. We've been on a tragedy for months. Even more memorable than UNC dismantling VTech last night in a heroic fashion, making the entire Dean Dome West, Greensboro Coliseum, what I like to call it, go into eruption when B-Rob hit the step back three, then another three. Like, it was just a fun time last night. Oh, it was a good time in there. But even more memorable than watching that was the person I got to meet last night, B-Rob. And I've been waiting to meet this woman for 2 years. The moment I found out that Leaky Black, his mother, was a former Miss WSSU and a Ram alum, I said, I have got to meet this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Early this season, I did an interview with Leaky, and I was like, man, I cannot wait to meet your mother, man. Last night, finally got a chance to meet her off, and she is the sweetest, coolest, nicest person ever.
Of course, she's rambling.
She is amazing. When I got over there, Roxy, to her seat, I just dropped down to one knee and just bowed before my queen. Queen! It is a pleasure to meet you. And then we embraced and I hugged her so hard I tried to make her head pop off.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a great time. And then I went to get a picture and my phone fell up under the bleachers.
My son and Leaky are friends.
Really?
Yeah. And I tell him every time I talk to him, I say, man, why don't you talk to your homeboy? Tell him hit a shot.
Who, Leaky?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is I got a chance to talk to his coach who was sitting, his high school coach at Cox Mill, who was sitting right behind his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And his coach was telling me how much of a shot and a great release Leaky has. And I was like, really? Because we ain't seen it. Like, where's the confidence? He's like, he just got to have more confidence. He's overthinking it, man. But I'm telling you. And as he's saying this to me, they're warming up. And Leaky hit like three threes in a row. Like, I'm just throwing them up in warm-ups. And I'm like, why he can't do that in the game with that much consistency and that much confidence?
I was going to say, you said it during warm-ups. So we don't need it then, Lee.
Speaking of more basketball, tonight, MEAC tournament. Them Aggies face off against Howard. Drake, how you feel about y'all's chances winning the MEAC this year?
I'm confident. Very confident.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. North Carolina Central, the regular season champs of the MEAC, they face off against Delaware State tonight.
Don't take that L.
Who?
Central.
You think so? Is that possible?
It can happen.
I haven't been keeping
up. It's 20 time. It can happen.
Anything's possible, ain't it?
You know, they don't be shooting worth a done.
First game of the ACC tournament today kicks off at noon. Miami baby. Versus Clemson.
Yeah, I said it. They don't be shooting. I mean, they're like, ever since baby on baby drop, man. Ever since baby on baby drop.
Nobody drop. 7 minutes away from 9 a.m. And listen, I'm just going to warn you. I feel like today's mix is going to be something special.
I mean, Vegas is over there.
I'm talking about the warm-up right
that
now.
That boy came in and got to it. Turn him on. Is he on?
Nah, he ain't on.
He ain't on. Damn. song we can't hear.
That's just a little preview.
That
just
boy is preview. Warming up. Do you hear I'm that, boy? About
scratching like he got poison ivy over there.
This is our home, and that's our food lion.
Madness and Marsh.
Hey, the moment I know I've been waiting for. Vegas time.
102. Jam.
Frank is in here singing like hell. Rock's in here rapping every word of every Nicki Minaj song. If you're not enjoying the mix this morning, you are in the minority. It's 102 Jams with the 3 Live Crew. It is my favorite time of the day. It is 9-11. The date is 3-11. There's something there.
No, it's not.
102 Jams with Chuck this
Keisha
morning.
Cole when he drop it too.
Please go to something else. Oh, mess up a whole vibe.
Yeah, okay, you know what? You don't want to make me hot.
I dare you.
If it's big, it'll make me hot.
Yeah.
If it's big, no, I will be hot. Just,
please,
gosh, I'm gonna be hot.
And now he's about to blend something else totally different with it. That's what he's about to do. Yeah, yeah, he was at the crib last night working on it.
All right, I'm going to wait and see what it is.
Oh, baby, he been back over at your crib in the
kitchen. Yeah, last night, man, he showed up again, man. I came down to get me a little glass of water.
Yeah.
I said, what's up, Vegas?
Yeah.
You know, tipped the fedora and kept on doing because he had his headphones on. Just tipped the fedora at me and kept on going.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect. Morning Rush was in Greensboro this morning, man. Big shout out to everybody that came out there and got them duck donuts and even saved me a little bit of coffee that I got to have here at the station.
You know, is it good?
It's good. With my cinnamon French toast coffee creamer.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon French toast.
Yeah, it's a food line brand. They called up the other morning when I was going on my coffee journey and told me I should try this. But the chick said try the cinnamon French toast creamer and the cinnamon French toast coffee.
Oh.
But I feel like that's a
my
little too much.
Goodness, that's a lot.
That's too much. You won't even need no sugar for that.
No.
I think the police about to call up on you.
Hmm?
Yeah, they're going to call up and say, yeah,
the
man would have got regular.
Man police.
Man would have got regular.
Nah, man, I can get
man police is on your head. Man police is on your head.
Now, man police ain't got nothing to do with the creamers now. It's hazelnut out there. You know I like a good hazelnut.
No, man better not come up in the break room tomorrow and say, yeah, man, you got some hazelnut creamer.
That blend right there goes so hard. I love that, Jay-Z. I enjoyed this mix today.
He did that, didn't he?
I mean, I enjoyed all the mixes, but today, I don't know, it was a different energy.
He was on one. You could tell when he came in.
Yeah. Yeah, you could tell. 9:28, y'all. 28 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Must have got some cutty last night.
Did you get some cutty last night, Vegas? He said he did not. That might be why he's working for some cutty. He said, you go mix like a fool this morning. Yeah. You come home to a happy house today, boy. Cutty.
There's no better way to start the day than a firm hand.
Hello, hello.
Bone.
9:31, 29 minutes until 10 o'clock. What's up?
Sup with it?
Nothing, what's up?
Sup with it, Bizzle? Bone.
You look so lame.
Sup with it, Biz Nae?
You lame. 55 degrees.
You hate to see it.
I do hate to see it. Actually, I do. Here I am trying to talk to you, and lame-o jump in. Why?
I gave him a superhero.
Why?
Lame-o.
Da-da-da-da. With a little cape flying.
No, definitely don't have a cape.
No, he don't. No, he don't.
No. I'm going to drop down some long johns. Lame-o.
55 degrees, 55. The high today going to be 73. Partly cloudy. Okay, whatever. No rain.
I hope I have a cool weapon.
You have nothing. Your lame ass has nothing. Nothing.
That could be a weapon, too. Lame-o show up with nothing.
How is that a weapon? You're going to get your ass whooped, lame-o, out there in some thermals.
But I'm trying to work it.
Don't work it. It's not working. In Harmony, they're stop and go traffic.
Go ahead, Dot.
Thank you, Bone.
Go ahead, Dot.
Shut up, lame-o.
Whoa.
Sorry. I got sucked in. I'm sorry.
You're doing it.
Sorry.
You're doing it.
I-77 southbound between 421 exit 73 and exit 65. It's a vehicle on fire right there on the ramp. And in Winston-Salem, Walltown Street east of Light Street at Flat Rock Street. What's crazy is... Yeah, never mind. That's your 102
what?
Traffic
what's
jams.
Crazy?
I've
well,
yeah, just
what's
never crazy? Heard Light Street or Flat Rock Street.
You was not from the trade-in.
It's a Flat Rock school.
No, I'm not.
It's a middle school. That ain't Flat Rock, ain't it?
There is a Flat Rock, but I'm not from the Tray.
They got a street, too.
I've never claimed to be from the Tray.
And you better not.
I won't.
Good.
She not.
We don't want you to be.
She not. She not. She not.
Bone from the tray?
No. No.
Bone, you from the tray?
I'm from where I want to be from. That's exactly. Where I'm from.
Exactly.
Wherever I feel like being from that day.
That's right.
Today I'm from New York. Mm. Son.
Definitely from Midwest.
Truthfully, from the Coyote's Den.
Music on the move. Music on the move. What a...
9:37, y'all. 23 minutes away from 10 a.m. 3 Live on your radio. If you're interested in seeing what's going on in the studio, you can check out the _3 Live Crew on Instagram. We are going live right now. And Roxy just threw up the peace sign to everybody.
I don't know why I did it.
It's okay. Entertain them, bro. It's okay.
Tyronisha has done her first interview.
Look at Tyronisha out here getting it.
Tyronisha done her first interview. Who is Tyronisha, you ask? It's the baby that got pimp. I mean, the girl that got the baby. The baby that got pimp slapped by the baby. She has got lawyers. Morgan & Morgan is representing her. They released a statement yesterday and said, listen, we got the baby's mess. We got the baby's DM. The baby, we appreciate it, and we will be in talks. Tyronisha, she did an interview with TMZ, and she was just describing, you know, how she felt after she got that slapping from the baby and talking about the injuries that she sustained.
Oh, using words she ain't never used before.
You don't know that.
Probably had difficulty spelling. Oh, I can tell by the way she said that. The way she stuttered on contusion. I could tell right then. I thought that baby reading from some index cards.
It doesn't matter. And if reading is what she got to do to get this bread, then reading is what she will do.
The baby just posted on his IG.
What?
He said, Lincoln, Nebraska. I'll see y'all tonight. We going to blow the roof off the arena.
That's what's up.
Let's go, baby.
That's what's up.
He going to pay a bunch of bread, ain't he, drink?
Doing all the videos he doing, too, making fun of it.
Yeah, that's what wasn't.
That's going to work against him.
Oh, yeah. You got to cut a check for that.
I wonder how much she going to get.
Me, too.
So curious. Yeah. So interested to see how it plays out.
Me, too.
Because her phone did hit his face. It did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just keep seeing people in the comments say that.
And how dark it was. He saw a flash.
Yeah.
And like when I'm telling you, Rob, when I see the video, she had no reason to do that. She had no reason to extend. Like when he came out in this apology, I guess you would call it, that you hated.
Fake
he was
apology.
Saying, whatever. And he was saying, you know, you could have just zoomed like everybody else. Why did you try to put the phone closer? Like it was no reason for her to do that. Not saying that she should have got slapped into another dimension.
Fact, shouldn't have.
But I'm like you. I'm anxious to see how good the baby's lawyers are.
Truth be told, I'm one of the realest that you ever seen.
Minutes and it'll be 10 o'clock, y'all. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And we had a conversation this morning. We got a caller now who wants to chime in on said conversation.
Okay.
Sadly, I cannot remember what the conversation was.
Was it about 2 Chainz? Was it about the post 2 Chainz?
No, it was not. It was about you get $50 from your significant
other.
Yes,
that was the post he put up.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's where I got it from.
I didn't know. I forgot where you got it from.
So your partner gives you $50 to gamble with.
That was it.
From that 50,
there it is.
You win $100,000.
There it is.
How much are you giving your partner? And then we had options. A, $50,000, half of your winnings. B, $50, getting back the $50 they gave you. C, $1,000. Or D, nothing.
Now, Drangans and I, we've given our answer already. Vegas is in here right now. Vegas, were you listening right there?
I was not listening.
Okay, $50. Your lady gives you $50.
Okay.
And this is good for you. Your lady gives you $50, Vegas.
Okay.
And y'all are in Vegas.
Yeah.
You come up on $100K. How much do you give your lady? Do you give her $50 back? Do you give her nothing? Do you give her $1,000? Or do you give her half of your winnings, $50,000?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Half.
You giving up half?
I'm giving up half.
Yeah, now wait, how long have you and your lady been together?
We've been together since December.
3 months!
3 months.
And she gonna get half!
And you giving
$50,000. We've known each other for a long time, though.
Okay.
So, yeah.
For the $50 she gave, you gonna give her half?
She gave me $50.
You love her.
I do.
See, that's the important part right there.
That's
the game changer.
That's what we said.
The love plays a big part.
Because I said 10,000. I'll give her 10,000.
Okay.
Yep. But then when Rock said, no, but y'all ain't married, but you love her. I give a half. I upped it to half there. Frank, you still on half?
Yeah, I'm still on half because of love in there.
Yeah.
Because the love in there.
But if it wasn't no love in there.
But it wasn't no love, that to my partner, like, I'm like, we go together?
For a month.
For a month.
Y'all just happened to be going to Vegas to do something fun.
What if it was just a month? What if y'all just been together 1 month?
Boy, when
I take on that shopping spree. A good shopping spree, though.
Not even giving a no.
Bags.
Yeah. Be careful now.
Not shoe Gucci shoes. I don't know about bags.
I'm going to tell you, be careful on that bag.
Oh, yeah, bag. Dooney and Burke. Get a Dooney. Get a Coach.
Boy, when she hit you for that daggone $20,000 Celine bag.
No, I'm be like, no. That Louis Vuitton with all the different little color Louis Vuittons on it. And all the other girls got.
The one for 500?
Get that one right there.
Good morning.
Get that one right there.
Hold on. Take us off speaker.
We can't hear you, boo. We cannot hear you.
Take us off speaker. Because you come in talking about, first of all.
Yeah.
Take us off speaker so we can get all of this.
First of all, y'all are hilarious and I love y'all.
Love you back. What's up with you?
Man, so the love makes a difference though, right?
It does.
$40,000 worth in dots and drink eyes.
Obviously.
No, $20,000 difference. It's a $20,000 difference in drink eyes because he was going to give a 30.
Off the rip, wasn't it?
Yeah,
okay, that's true.
And it was a $40,000 difference for me.
Yeah.
Because after I give you that $10,000, based on your reaction, determines how much longer we're going to be in this relationship. The love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, it is.
Say that again, babe.
If y'all was married, what difference would it have made then?
I mean, if they married, it's y'all money.
Yeah, that's our money.
Ain't really no giving of nothing. It's everybody's.
Yeah, you already know what that is.
That's a deeper conversation because I thought if you're together with somebody and y'all, especially if y'all like living together, like, then what?
Nah, bro. Folks shack all the time, sis. Yeah. Sure I ain't putting no ring on it. We ain't walk down the aisle and said no vows and all that.
Yeah.
Nah, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, mama.
Have a great day.
You feel me wrong?
Yeah.
All right.
102 Jams will be balling in Martinsville versus the VA All-Stars this Saturday at 6. New 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew Takeover, baby. 3 minutes after 10.
Oh, you minutes after 10 live with takeover.
What's up? Your whole morning today. We ain't leaving till noon.
Now hold on. Wait.
We ain't leaving till noon, my man said. We ain't leaving till noon.
Why y'all speaking for me?
Shut your late ass up.
Look, I'm a star. Got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry.
3 for the 3 Live Crew. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.